Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
The chorus, bitches. Bo... Now, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi.
Straight Up with Shoes.
Why are you such a baby?
This is not my zone. This is not my zone.
Everyone, listeners, normally when I do my podcast with Bo, he's pretending like he's only ever done it at my kitchen table.
And I have.
No, you've also done it in
hotels.
Italy.
Yeah, yeah. That's different. Now I'm
You've done it all over the place. I like doing it in my shoe room every now and then.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful, isn't
it? It's disgusting.
No, like, it's perfect.
It's a bunch of dusty-ass colorful shoes because you haven't worn half of these.
I know. They are so dusty.
It's beautiful.
Because I don't wear 90%.
Exactly. They just sit here and glow.
But I like staring at them.
Okay. I don't.
Whatever. All right. So welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. My boyfriend's a dick. Also, we're getting ready right now for the Vanderpump Dog Gala, and we're having a bit of a fashion crisis, mainly because my boyfriend doesn't have a good sense of style when it comes to formal wear.
I'm wearing, formal wear.
When it comes to
listen, yep.
I accept you for your overalls. I accept you for your puppy's shirts. In fact, I find it endearing that you wear puppy shirts all the time. I love this company, that company. So, like, I love that. You know, you're quirky, you're weird, you wear Rams things on your denim jackets in Europe. I accept you for it. But there is a time and a place for things. And when we're going to the People's Choice Awards, or if we're going to a gala, gala is like the most intense word ever. Gala. Okay?
Gala. See, like, how I say it? Gala.
Yeah. Well, no one, you don't wear gala. Vans to a place where you go gala.
They were nice Vans.
No. No. How long ago did I tell you about this gala? 2 months ago?
2 months ago.
2 months ago. I know, because I thought it was last month. I thought the gala was
month?
October. No, because I thought it was October 15th.
You're right. 2 months ago.
So I told you 2 months ago to give you ample opportunity, tons of time to find formal wear.
Well, I have suits.
Okay.
So I got the suit thing.
Okay,
done.
Cool. So you have suits now, but you don't have belts and you don't have shoes.
Well, because I didn't realize when I was doing interviews for your show that they were going to take my suit, my belt, my tie, my everything that
I wore.
Well,
you need to have multiple.
I know, but you told me
belts
I just
and
need,
ties and
you
shoes.
Just need two power things. And I have
that, well,
two
that was
power
just easing
things.
You into it.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Oh. Yeah, that was easing you into it. Now you need to have a little bit more, because this is what you're. We're not just going to be hanging out at the Belmont and Rec and Riley's anymore. You know, like, times are changing. You have to do some things that are a little stuffy
and
get dressed up.
I like getting dressed up. I just like
you
to wear
do?
Sneakers.
You just literally showed me bronzed old man loafers, like, not in a cool chic way. They literally look like you got them at Goodwill.
No, I got
100% Goodwill. In fact, they look like slippers because the back of them,
because they were too small.
Down.
They're too small.
Like, how are we dating?
They're too small.
No, but
like
this
an
is...
inch, like not an inch, but they're a 45 and I'm a 47.
Okay, all right. I don't. Why did you buy them?
Because they're awesome.
No, they're not.
Great.
They're so awful.
Okay, I might have bought
them 10 years
ago.
Like, they're not even gold. Of course you did.
I did.
They were the ugliest thing. They were so ugly that I started to trick my brain into thinking they might be cool.
No, they are.
That's how ugly. No. No, they're not. In fact, I'm gonna get rid of them.
Oh, I can't. No, I can't wait till we go to a gold party, like a white and gold party.
It's not even gold. It's like a weird, gross shade of bronze.
No, it's because your crappy lumination lights inside this place are.
No,
reflecting off
it's
and making
they're
all right.
This is an issue. This is like I literally looked at my boyfriend and like 30 minutes ago, and I was like, I really don't want to start a fight over this, but like hardcore, like gave you like a 2 month warning. And why are you going to H&M? And he waited until a few hours before to be like, well, what suit? I need to get it pressed, or I need to get one dry cleaned. And then wait, I don't have a belt, and I don't have shoes, so I'm gonna go to H&M and I'm gonna find a belt, I guess.
And
or maybe I should text. Maybe I should text group chat everyone and be like, who has size 12 and a half shoes? I'm like, bro, 2 months, 2 month fucking warning I gave you.
Yeah, but I've also been fluctuating on my diet. and it's called relationship.
Same.
It's called travel. It's
Same.
Called. I thought we were going to be here for Halloween. I was going to eat a lot of candy. So I was not, I didn't want to get a suit because what if all of a sudden I went from a 34 to a 36? Mm-hmm. Now I'm a 36 and life sucks. And, you know, it's like I got to stuff myself into this suit with a crappy ass belt that I got from H&M that doesn't even match the freaking shoes.
No, the belt does not match the shoes. You'd be better off wearing like one of my leather
H&M belts. Was cheap. This belt was $30. I can go to Macy's and buy like something like a Tommy Hilfiger thing for $25.
Oh my God, we couldn't be more different when it comes to this.
You know what?
Shit.
Why can't we just be like Gwen and Blake?
No.
Yes.
That is the, no, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't know what is wrong
the
with
CMAs
Gwen
CMAs were last
Stefani.
Night. And you know what? Because it's love. She doesn't judge him. He's not like, hey, you know, Gwen, why don't you just put on this flannel?
Because Gwen has awesome style.
But he doesn't
that's
judge.
That's part of probably
They're
part
in Nashville,
of that's part
and he's
of...
like, babe, you don't need to wear high heels. We're just
but she does.
A, but at a Nashville small country bar, it's, you
she
know.
Does.
Okay.
Have you okay. ever, yeah, I'm sorry, no, that is the okay. worst example because Blake Shelton has the worst style out of any celebrity that I've ever seen. Like, the same boot cut jeans with a blazer and like squared.
You can talk about his fashion, but you don't talk about his voice.
I'm not talking about his voice. I'm talking about his fashion. And you were trying to make a point, and I'm getting upset and I'm getting worked up because I told you, I read an article with Justin Timberlake where he said it is his job to frame Jessica Biel when they go out. Not frame as in frame for murder, frame as in make sure that his outfit frames her outfit because she is number one. Because you always want to frame the woman. So you should be enhancing my awesome outfit, not taking away from it.
So then why don't you shop for me? Oh, do you just drop the mic? But when you drop the mic, you have to walk away. But you can't because you're stuck in the corner of your tacky shoe closet.
It is tacky.
Sorry, shoe room.
I'll let you redo my shoe room. It is tacky.
Yeah, we need to. You need
it's
to
like,
do
yeah,
this.
It's all old IKEA shelves.
That was my rewind thing.
Yeah. Okay, but
whoa.
No, Justin Timberlake said that, and I told you. And if Justin Timberlake goes out to red carpet events with Jessica Biel, knowing that it's his job to wear something that flows with what she's doing so that they're cohesive, so that he frames her beautiful dress, then you can.
All right. Well, here we go. Again, then you take me shopping and
I
pick
would love
something
to.
Out
you
for
don't
me.
Listen to me.
Huh?
I would love to do that. I would love to get you a stylist just for these types of things. Just
why
for
do I need a stylist? I thought you were
because
this freaking fancy fashion person.
Because I don't know men's fashion the way that I know women's fashion, and I still want you to feel comfortable with what you're wearing. I'm not that big of a terrorist. So, like, I think if you work with someone who you're not having sex with, that it might work out a little better for you.
Wait, who am I having sex with that I'm
Me.
Working with?
And I'm saying, like,
oh.
if I start styling you.
Oh.
I'll just let somebody else do it. Because someone will know what to do, and there's not going to be like any like resentment in terms
are
of.
Are you reaching out to touch? To,
no,
like, to
I was
hold
just,
hand,
just,
or is that
I'm just using my hands
using
to talk
my hand.
Right now.
That was really close to my face.
But I'm just saying, like, so when this stylist says, no, you can't wear your Rams Vans to this gala.
Whoa, not, okay. Okay, now you're throwing me under the bridge.
It's so, under the bus.
Under the bus. I will never get that. It's in my head. I can't say Simonon correctly. It's,
you can't say what correctly?
There's certain things I just.
What can't you say correctly?
Hold on.
What is it?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Yes.
You can't say cinnamon? I've never known this about you.
Because I never say it because I hate it.
Wait, what do you do when you need to put cinnamon in something? What do you say?
I never do because I never put...
So you deprive yourself of cinnamon flavored things because you can't say the word?
Well, no, if I say it fast, I say it incorrectly. But when I think about... No, because now it's in my head, cinnamon, but I have to say it slowly.
That is so cute. Bo,
it's
I did that. Look, I'm learning things about
you
every day.
Throw you under the bus.
Yes.
You just...
I didn't throw you under the bus.
Well, I mean, kind of.
No.
All right, whatever.
And there's a reason why I'm talking about this, not just because I'm
frustrated. Hey, listeners, remember the first time we talked and how nice we were and how nice she was to me? Let's go back and, like, let's replay. Let's just you and I record ourselves. Like, let's go live listening to the first podcast and how nice we were. And then come down here with it's like,
Listen, fashion is something that you just, like, we don't fucks with it, you know? But... Let me finish. The reason why I'm also bringing this up is not just because it's happening right now, live. It's also because this was a theme in our vacay. And we're here mainly to discuss our European vacation, even though we're probably just going to go on tangents and never actually talk about it.
Yep.
But it was a theme because when I was looking at my podcast notes, I had a shit ton of things saying, Bo's complaining about having to match me in Europe. Why is Stassi wearing furry shoes in Berlin?
I know. Why were you wearing furry shoes in Berlin? Because I told you. Berlin is kind of like, the only thing I can explain in a sense is, like, the Silver Lake of
exactly.
LA.
That's where I thought they would want to see my fucking furry shoes.
No,
I have
because
Gucci
they would probably
loafers
think,
that have faux fur in them.
Okay, but they don't know that.
What do you mean?
They don't know that it's faux fur. They just see those little things.
They think that I have two animals in my heat.
Well, actually,
flats.
I think most people, well, at least most of the area that we were at, and I'm hoping that they, if they saw some random Gucci shoes, they wouldn't have any idea. Just like I probably wouldn't know.
No,
unless
you wouldn't
know. Unless it said
know.
Gucci. Like, I know Gucci shoes in Italy and Milan because it goes, Gucci, 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 big fucking words all over the place.
No, I don't have, I don't like, I don't know. I'm not going to have a logo unless it's a small Chanel sign. You know that.
Channel?
Anyway. Fashion was a theme of our trip where I was okay with you wearing your denim jacket with Rams patches on it every single day and a Rams hat. There were nights that
it was an all blacked out Rams hat.
I wanted to dress up. I wanted to look pretty and I wanted you to dress up with me and you just won't really do
it. In Berlin?
In Paris.
In Paris? Oh. Should I put on a, what they call it, the beret? And walk around being like, here we are.
Wait, hold on.
I bought a sweater.
Bo.
But for you, Ratatouille, I bought a sweater for you.
Shout out to Ratatouille.
Yeah, and she has never even seen the movie.
Well, now
all the time, she's like, I love the Paris, but she has never seen the Ratatouille
now
on the
it.
Pixar.
Okay, wait, Bo, I should have made you dress up as a stereotypical Parisian.
Should I walk around with the piece
wait,
of, like, a
painting?
Do
you know how funny that would have been if I said, today you're going out in a black beret and a black and white striped shirt?
So basically, I look like a mime.
Yeah, but
what
that's,
if I walked around
that,
to like the tower and did like the Hollywood, you know, all the crazy characters on Hollywood and Highland?
You could have made money.
What if I? Oh, yeah, that would have been great.
Missed upper fucking
could have
helped
pay for that first night at that one hotel. Oh,
which I'm was gonna literally get to but, at some point.
Okay, at some point. That's foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. I am so freaking excited about my new sponsor. I have had this podcast for 3 years, and I talk about how I freaking love candles. And how it's the first thing that I do when I walk in the door besides, like, greet my dogs. I literally just go straight to the drawer, light a candle. Like, that's how I feel home. Like, I travel with small candles. It just makes me feel comfortable. And I have actually used this company's candles for a while, not just for myself, but for gifts for other people. And I'm talking about Homesick candles. I know you guys have probably seen them. There are these chic candles that are very simple, and they have this white label on them with your state or your city that you live in. It's so cute. It feels like you're back at home, like you associate that with your home, and especially like living in a place like Los Angeles. All of my friends are from other cities. Last year on Vanderpump Rules, when I threw Brittany like a feel better like party where we did like that witchcraft stuff on Jax, I did it Kentucky themed, and I actually got her Kentucky Homesick candles and she absolutely loved them. I have had Louisiana ones for forever. The candles are, they smell so good. They're a soy wax blend. Okay, so it's premium cotton wicks, completely non-toxic. They have so many different kinds, like every single state, so all 50 states, but not just that, also cities and areas. Like they have a candle that says Northern California, one that says Southern California, one that says Boston, different sizes. It's just the, besides the fact that I like having a Louisiana one in my home, I like to also give them as gifts. Like I said, for Brittany or anybody else, it's instead of just going and buying your run-of-the-mill normal candle from a random store, because everyone loves to receive a candle as a gift. There's not one person out there that doesn't like to receive a candle as a gift. It's like somebody saying, I don't like eating food. No one's ever going to say that. This is even better in terms of giving gifts with candles because they're personalized and it's thoughtful. So Christmas is coming up. There's always birthdays, graduations, weddings, anniversaries, or people are going away to college. And just like having a little piece of home and something that makes somebody feel great when they're in their home, I think is awesome. And right now, they're going to give my listeners 10% off any order of over $50 and get free shipping when you go to homesick.com and use my promo code Stassi. So that's HOMESICK.com. Use my promo code Stassi, STASSI, and you're going to get 10% off your order of $50 or more, and you're going to get free shipping. Perfect gifts, you guys, and everyone needs to have something like this in their home, especially if you're not where you grew up. I love these candles. So, I mean, if we want to back up, we can talk about how we just like really haven't been home and how, well, I've been living in Mexico, it feels like.
What, the whole month? Because
I had back-to-back trips to Cabo, one for a wedding.
Oh, yeah, you haven't.
Then we went to Mexico with Lala, Randall, Schwartz, Katie, Jackson, Brittany, and I'm just in awe of the fact that people get to live like that every day.
That was a fantastic trip.
So Randall, most generous sitch ever.
Jesus.
For Brittany and Jax's engagement, gifted them a trip to Cabo with me, Beau, Schwartz, and Katie on a private jet in like a 14.
We're not worthy.
We're not.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
I know. I know where that's
joke?
From.
Oh.
I know. No, okay. I did. Yes.
Okay.
In like a 14 room mansion. Rented a yacht, got a whole spa of people to
I've
come to us.
I've never experienced anything like
this. I haven't either, Beau. No.
Ever.
I like was looking at Lala the whole time being like, bitch, do you live like this every day? What the fuck?
I think Randall saw my facial expressions every other day. And he's like, Beau.
It's okay?
He's like, it's okay.
You're going to be okay.
He's like, yeah, you need to sit down.
I can't. I just like, it blows my mind that like people live like that every day. That we have friends that we know people. That live like that every day.
Massively generous. Yeah.
Like, super generous of Randall. The fact that he can just be like, you know what? I think we're going to take the plane back tonight, not tomorrow morning. What do you mean just, you think we're going to just take a plane back? Like, what does that even mean? Like, what does that entail? Like, Beau, you didn't order an entree the last night we were there because you were like, I can't. Shit's too expensive. It's really, like, blowing my mind. And I'm like, I'm literally was like,
We had lobster and steak back at the villa.
No, remember where we went to the nice dinner and you were like, this is just, like, the weirdest thing. It's so expensive. He's like, you're like, I'm just going to order an appetizer.
Oh, that one fucking hotel restaurant that was random. We had the driver that was on crack
that was
driving us. And I literally was going like, we're going to die. We're going to freaking die. The guy shows up on crack, drives us like 30 minutes outside of Cabo, and we get there in 10. And we're all freaking out. No one's listening to the guy. And then I look at the menu, and it's like a shrimp cocktail is $75.
Yeah, it was intense. 75,
you know, look, I'm all about West Hollywood and going to all the foo foo dinners and going like, okay, a double date.
Not really,
but I'm just saying, like, I'm just going like, you know, money process.
When have we ever gone to a frou-frou? When have we ever gone to a frou-frou dinner?
Why is it frou-frou, not foo-foo? Whatever. You always disconnect me. I was kidding. So, anyways,
cinnamon.
I know how I say it because everyone says it's. I always say cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, I can't. But everyone makes fun of me. So when I, anyways, going back. This place was like massively nice, massively expensive, and I'm just like, I couldn't even have a salad because a salad was like $45.
Yeah, I know. It was like, I just had to let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just had to be like, I'm just going to let it go. It is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. He's choosing this, so he's okay with it. So, like, I can't feel guilty. It's not like I was like, hey, guys, I know a great restaurant we should go to.
I had a lot of bread.
You did.
I was preparing myself for France.
You did have a lot of bread.
I had a lot of baguettes in Cabo.
We did, like, as many things as you possibly could do in a matter of 2 days in Cabo. We went, what's it called? What's those things?
Jet thing? It's
No, I'm talking about the dune buggies.
Oh, we went. It's called dune buggying.
Yeah. It just popped in my head.
We went on dune buggies in the desert up to the water,
which was traumatizing because
that was awesome.
First of all, hottest day ever. Just imagine being in the desert on the hottest day ever. You haven't showered or anything, which is fine. Okay, you have to suit up. You know, like with your head, like you have to put on the helmet,
bandanas
goggles. On your face, goggles. So it's like you can't breathe and you get in the dune buggy. It's fun and everything.
First of all, we got like the gangster dune buggies where they were hand built because Rand wanted to like jump and get a little crazy. And to be honest, that was so much fun than like the nice Mercedes type dune buggies where we saw that like other tour that had like the brand new ones. And I'm sure that shit was boring as shit.
No, but it was awesome. Like, I felt like I was in Mad Max.
Yeah, 100, exactly. Yeah. Mad Max dune buggies. Yeah. And it was just all of us.
But it was.
And we got a little crazy.
Yes. And at a break, all of a sudden, Brittany's like, y'all, I really have to go to the bathroom. I have to go number two. I have to. I'm like, whoa, what are you saying right now? I'm like, are you about to go number two in the desert? She's like, I don't know. My stomach's swirling. I don't know. I have to. I'm like, why are you? First of all, she wasn't actually that worked up. She was actually very calm about it. And I'm like, no way in hell. Like, what are you going to wipe your ass with? It is so hot. I'm sweating everywhere. There's nothing to wipe your butt with. There's dirt everywhere. We're covered in like gear. You're actually just going to go off in the desert and shit. Luckily, it went away, but I Instagram storied her doing this, talking about it, which is why I feel like karma came back to bite me in the ass, because literally 3.5 minutes after I Instagram storied Brittany almost going to take a shit in the desert, I feel something running down my legs. And I'm like, no, no, there's no way.
Well, it was Halloween weekend.
There's no way.
So we all thought it was a joke.
No. And then I put my hands between my legs. Sorry, that was. And it's blood. Yep. I got my period at that exact moment. The exact moment you're in the desert with no bathroom, hot, sweating, like I said, dirty. Just made fun of Brittany for having to go number two. And I had to make her take her headscarf off of her head so I could shove it up my badge.
Karma is a bitch.
It totes is. Are you saying that you need another beer?
Yep.
Pawsies. All right, so before we technically come back, we are going to talk about our new favorite pastime, which is hunt a killer.
A killer.
This
killer,
was like one killer, of the moments, Bo, that like I knew like, oh my God, this man is the man for me. Like when you showed up like 6 months ago, or how, almost a year ago, and you were like,
beginning of the year with the box.
You were like, I bought you a present. It's a subscription to Hunt a Killer so we can solve a murder. And you guys, I'm telling you, it is so freaking fun and it is so hard and so real. This is a subscription-based game. So you receive one box a month and it's actually like you have letters, you have ciphers and codes that you need to figure out. Like we will spend a whole night, like 5 hours, and still not finish a box. Sit there in silence with our computers researching things like actual people who are trying to solve crime. We take it so seriously.
Sometimes it could last a week, a month. I mean, we kind of, you
depending
know,
on if we cheat.
Yeah.
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 But it's so much fun. It's like, it's not your ordinary game. It's like you're actually.
I literally feel like a crime solver.
Yeah. You're like, and you're like exercising your brain. That was like so dorky of me, but like we are. And it's kind of exclusive because they only accept 200 members a day. So it's like this whole community of people. They even have a little pin that you can wear and put on your clothes. So like if you see somebody else out in public with the same pin, you can be like, you play Hunt a Killer too.
I've actually seen two people out here in West.
You have?
Two people. I was like, wait,
you have to tell me the next time go up to the person if I'm not around.
Okay, well.
Because that is fucking fantastic.
I'll do a selfie next time. Literally two people. That's pretty, I mean.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, to wear the fucking pin, right? Like I just have the pin at home. So you guys really have to go and try this out, especially if you love like murder mystery stuff and you're into death, I guess, and all of that. Go to huntakiller.com/Stassi and you're gonna get 10% off your first box. Okay, that's huntakiller.com/Stassi, Stassi, and you're gonna get 10% off your first box. Let's all do it together, because it's like I said, a community of people. There are Facebook groups that you can become members of, and it's like everyone's helping them, like each other, like solve the crime. It's fucking awesome.
It's fantastic. You will enjoy it.
You will. Okay, so back to vacays. So after I got my period and Brittany didn't poop in the desert, we had a spa day. I really can't believe that any of this actually happened.
Yeah.
You got to do the thing on a yacht. First of all, who just rents yachts?
No idea. And the yachts also with Picassos, like original
Picassos.
Picasso. An original Picasso. I sat there, I think Schwartz and I sat there for a good like 10, 15 minutes going, is that really real? No, it is. Oh my God. That's real.
Yeah. I mean, like, where do you even, like, is it like an Airbnb sitch? Is there an app for renting a yacht?
No idea.
How do you do that?
No idea. And it was huge. I mean, it was a yacht. It was like one of those.
A million
massive,
stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to do.
We had jet skis. We had that one thing.
What is that called?
I don't know.
It's like the space. It's like where you're suited up.
And you're on, like, you have these foot gears where the water shoots out and you fly out up in the air. And you have to wear like a helmet and a life vest, and you fly out of the air, and you're like the water's basically, it's like a fire hose jet,
yeah,
on your feet. And
I couldn't do it, but I didn't try because like I'm like, yeah, right. I have a flask.
None of the girls didn't do it
because it looked really hard, and all of you guys kept coming back being like, that shit's really hard.
I wasn't that hard. I mean, there were certain parts like. I'm going to just say flying backwards, even though like the jet of water was, you know, hovering backwards was hard. But going forward and diving under and then shooting up like a freaking Ariel from Little Mermaid Part 2, the drag queen version.
That's what you looked like.
Yeah. They should have put like some red, like a red wig on top of the helmet.
You're
that
such
been
a weirdo.
Awesome.
You know what? I think that's why I didn't want to do it, because I was watching you guys like go in and out of the water, and I'm like, all that salt water getting in my contacts and out my nose, and
ripping
like
off your fake eyelashes.
I wasn't wearing fake eyelashes that day.
Okay, I didn't know.
Just because I'm wearing them now doesn't mean I was wearing them in the what?
Okay.
God.
Man.
But super epic, awesome, fun trip.
Super epic. Like, never need to go back to Cabo.
No. No. I mean, I'd like to do it again, though. Randall, take me on a private jet again.
I mean, to be honest, like, I will. I don't ever have to go back to Cabo, because it'll never be that good.
It won't be as good as that. I'm telling you this. I've been to Cabo a million times.
That was my second time.
No, it wasn't.
That was my second time to Cabo.
No, it was your first time.
No, that was my second time.
Honey, when have you gone to Cabo?
Like 7 years ago.
You told me it was your first time.
No,
Cabo.
It was my seventh. It was my second time.
Okay, well, it technically doesn't
and
matter.
And it was that did not like the. I don't have to ever go back.
No, I know.
Because it'll never be as good as what that was.
Hopefully we get the same present when we get engaged.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint to you, and hint, hint to Randall. I am always trying to look for like the best new thing in terms of toothbrushes, because I'm one of those people that like can easily like be a sucker for like an Instagram post where I'm like, oh my God, like that's like a really cute toothbrush. I think I'm going to buy it. And then I buy it and it works like shit. I've learned my lesson the hard way. That's why I am super excited about this new toothbrush. It's called the Burst Sonic Toothbrush. Okay. What's really awesome about it is that it has charcoal infused, super soft bristles. So it's unlike any other toothbrush out there. I mean, most of us, like the average person only brushes their teeth for like 45 to 70 seconds. And you're supposed to do it for 2 minutes. So with this toothbrush, it has a built-in 2 minute timer to help you reach the magic number, to make sure that you're doing your due diligence in brushing your teeth every day for the exact right amount of time. It's really sleek. They even have rose gold ones, which I'm a fan of. And over 10,000 dental professionals have switched to Burst brushes. I mean, that's a lot. They also make sure to have the longest battery life, with up to 4 weeks use with just 1 hour's charging. 4 weeks use with just 1 hour of charging. I mean, that's freaking amazing. How great is that for freaking travel? Fan-freaking-tastic. So right now, when you go to burstoralcare.com, you're going to get 10% off your order. But also, you get a new replacement every 3 months for just $6 each. So that's like, you're really taking care of your mouth and your teeth for just $6 a month. That's freaking fantastic. So go to burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com. Use my promo code Stassi at checkout, Stassi, and you are going to get 10% off your order and have a subscription where you're only paying $6 each, getting something every 3 months. Fantastic. Take care of your teeth and use these cool like charcoal bristles. I mean, that's what I'm doing. Speaking of engagements, everyone thought we were engaged when we were in Europe.
I know. Why can't no one thought
why can't
that
you just take a trip without people thinking you're getting engaged?
Well, we didn't think no one thought that we were engaged when we were in Italy and all those other places earlier in May.
Well, we were only like 6 months into dating.
I know, but now we're what, 10 months?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I don't even know what it is now.
Yeah.
And now yes, but it's like, yeah, I'm like, everyone, like, back off.
You know, I think
give
it's
me a little breather. Like, let us have some steps. Like, we love each other, but man, it's like, how many of your friends that get together within a year and they get married? Who, and then how long does that last?
Well,
think
every,
about that
I mean,
for a second.
I don't want to shame anyone.
I'm not
going to
shame
quickly.
Anyone.
Yeah,
like Lisa is always like,
and Lisa's
married.
Like, I got married in 3 months. I tamed the beast. I'm like, I don't have a beast to tame, first of all. And what? Like, what does it matter if I
I want to know the beast of Ken.
Right?
That sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, like, what was he doing? Like, now he carries
like,
around
go,
their
like,
dog.
Let's go, like, drink some scotch and, like, tell me about some of your, like, your
you know what?
Day. No, he would, I think it would be more of, like, a guy's thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's okay. You could come back and gossip to me.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't tell you all the details, though.
Really?
Just, yeah.
You really think that you would keep something
code,
from me?
Bro code, 100%.
Are you joking? Is this a
bro
conversation
code,
that we need
100%.
To have? We've never discussed this.
All right, write that down for the next podcast.
No, real fast. Do you really follow bro code? Like, you hide things
same
from
thing?
Me?
Well,
from,
I mean, with bro code.
What are our bros doing that you need to be hiding things
well, nothing,
from me?
Well, nothing like, you know, scandalous stuff, but bro code. Yeah, just like girl code. You guys, I don't know what your lingo is.
I tell you everything.
Oh, you're a liar.
I feel like I do.
I mean, girls have certain things. You shouldn't, you know, it's
well,
not.
I mean,
it's
if
not...
somebody were to say, don't tell Bo this, I'd be like, okay, well, then you specifically said don't, and I'm not going to betray your trust.
All right. Well, what if bro code said, don't tell your significant others this? It's not like we're sitting there like doing like shady stuff. It's just like guy talk.
Huh.
God, let us just have a guy talk, which is why there's guys and girls. They all have, you know, most places, all the girls hang out and chit chat and all the guys hang out and chit chat.
To you be know. A fly on the wall.
Well, I told you before, I was usually the guy hanging out with the girls in the kitchen because I'm like,
you still are a lot of the time.
So I go back and forth. I hang out
with
everybody.
I feel like you hang out with my girlfriends.
But I'm good
more
at able
my...
to keep conversations private.
Right. Okay. So hashtag bro code, everyone.
Yeah. Or bo code.
Oh.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. I want to talk about HelloFresh for a little bit because I love that you cook for me.
I love that I cook for you, too.
Because before that, all I do is just use Postmates every single day. Granted, I still use Postmates almost every single day for at least some meal.
But this is what I love. This is my thing.
Because, not only are you a good cook, but when we get HelloFresh delivered, it's like we're saving so much money because we're not going to the grocery store.
A massive amount of money.
Yeah, and just like buying a bunch of different ingredients and then wasting food.
Yep.
And it's just like convenient, and it comes. Well, let me explain. HelloFresh is it's not a subscription. You can, but you go online. It's a website where it's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients to your door. So basically, you go to the HelloFresh website and you choose from a bunch of different meals. You choose how many people you want to be able to serve, what day you want to cook this meal, and that day you'll receive an insulated box full of all of the freshest ingredients, and everything is just so easy to follow. The directions are so easy. I watch Bo do it all the time. I guess you should talk about this because I don't cook it. You do.
The thing is like sometimes for me, I've learned a couple of meals and then I keep cooking the same thing over and over again. And it's really hard to learn other meals and how like the proportions that I need to cook. And all of a sudden I have all this extra stuff left over and then it's just a waste.
Yeah.
So what I love about this is they send it. Everything is just perfect.
Yeah.
There's all different boxes. They have pictures. They have the way.
Pictures.
Yeah.
They
so you see what it is. So
yeah.
I kind of love how they have like, here's the final look. So sometimes, you know how sometimes when you want something like cold at night or hot at night or warm in the day and cold during the day.
You can see what it looks like.
And that's what I love about it. So sometimes we'll sit there and we'll argue. I know exactly.
That's
what I love
about
it.
Yeah.
So everything is perfectly proportioned. And it's easy to read. It's easy to cook. And it's, I don't know. I just love it. And there's so many different options. And you can pick all these different varieties of things.
Yeah.
And they just ship it to you.
Yeah.
And it comes perfectly cold and ready to go.
Yeah.
And
it's literally
fresh.
Like a refrigerator is delivered to your door.
100%.
And then you put it in and you just cook it when you want. And I really do recommend subscribing because that just, especially if like you're a mom or you work a lot and you know, you're taking care of people. It makes it so much easier to have things being consistently delivered. And what they're doing right now is giving my listeners a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes when you visit HelloFresh.com/Stassi60 and enter Stassi60 at checkout. So that's HelloFresh.com/Stassi60, HelloFresh.com/Stassi60 and enter my Stassi60 code at the end. And you're going to get $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. They have different options, vegetarian, family style, classic. Go and check it out.
I didn't know they had vegetarian.
Well, I'm not vegetarian.
I know, but I still like to
I don't.
Like switch
I shouldn't have
up.
Told you that.
I know, but I like to switch
oh,
it up.
I shouldn't have told you that.
I think that's really good. That's awesome.
Whatever. Okay. back to what, Europe? Now I got sidetracked. I forgot. Well, before I educate everyone on hotels, because I am going to do that. What was your favorite part of going of What was your favorite part of the trip? Because we went to Berlin for a few days, to my listeners who might not know, and then Paris. So where the reason why we went to these two places is because Paris is my favorite city and Berlin is Bo's favorite city. And we both wanted to show each other our favorite cities, which sounds like an engagement trip now that I just said that out loud. That sounds
so
cheesy.
Yeah, but it's not like we were like...
I know.
That.
I just realized that it sounded really cheesy as I just said it.
But also, you know what I think got the internet all in the fan things all
because it
crazy?
Went to Paris?
Because we write... we have the nicknames for each other. Because
back
when I said I don't want you to post about me, I said put a bear
used to put a bear
emoji over my face so no one would know who I was.
Right. And then
I would call you Gem because all you sit there and do is talk about sparkles and your diamond shoes. So we would have codes when we were Instagramming story stuff so we could talk up to each other and not tag each other. So she would put a bear on her Instagram that would be like, this is for you or about you. And I would put a gem.
Remember those days? That was so sweet.
And then I got outed because someone looked at my tattoos and stalked all your
followers. So sweet. I remember all of that.
Followers or whatever.
That's why everyone thought we were engaged. I totally forgot why. I'm like, why was that? That's why. Okay, well, fair enough.
Because remember I did bear loves bear heart gem.
Yeah, that looks like a diamond ring. Meaning that's what somebody's going to think.
Yeah, I get that.
So, okay, I totally forgot that.
We've been doing that forever, so that's why we didn't think about it.
Yeah.
But someone told me that.
Well, next time that happens, we're not engaged. So,
look,
people are
going to
know
engaged.
When we're engaged. When we get engaged, y'all are going to know. I'm not going to be subtle about talking about it. I'm not going to be like... It's not going
to... So waste.
I'll probably Instagram it. I'll probably be like, hold on. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Find the girl that wanted to take a photo with you like 15 minutes ago and be like, hey, can you Instagram story this real quick?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's about to propose. Like, he's on one knee. Like, hold up.
I mean, we are in a graveyard. Oh, you're putting flowers down for your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather?
You're proposing.
Do you mind?
Okay, so that's why. Well, so what was your favorite trip? Part of the trip.
My favorite part of the trip was the Jean-Paul Gaultier. Cabaret. That was the most
cabaret.
It was a
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
It was probably one of the most amazing shows I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I actually saw on my Straight with Stassi Facebook group. Somebody said that our trip inspired them to just book their tickets to Paris, and they were asking about what show it is that we went to, and luckily one of my other listeners wrote in and said what it was. But yes, awesome that we inspired you to go to Paris. I love when I hear that somebody's like, I watched your stories and now I'm doing it. Everyone should go travel as much as they possibly can. And so yeah, this show was so cool. It was like a musical. It's like mixing like cabaret, musical theater, and fashion altogether.
Yeah, and also the story of his life.
Of his life, of Jean-Paul Gaultier's life. Yeah,
and they have, and it was concerts. There was a lot of old 80s songs that a girl like live singing.
Yeah.
It was from the 60s all the way up until the present. It was fantastic. And yeah, I mean, I could literally go there and see that show like every other week.
Yeah, that was a good answer.
Yeah, that was my favorite. And then also when I found the baby bottle wine drinking place.
That was going to say, I think that was
that
my
was
favorite.
Great too. But those two moments. Because Berlin, I love Berlin. And we only had a short amount of time there. So.
Well, I can't wait to go to Berlin when the weather is nice so that I can experience it the way that you've told me about it.
Yeah, Berlin's like Chicago. If you know Chicago, Chicago is really cool and pretty and dark in the wintertime.
Yeah,
then,
that's why I thought they'd like furry shoes.
Yep. But Chicago's got a little bit more of your kind of like fashion. You know, they're a little bit more fashionable out there. But then when the spring comes up and summer comes up, Chicago blooms like a flower, just like Berlin does.
Like my veg.
Like your veg.
Yeah, okay.
That was interesting.
Well, so I don't even know why I said it like that.
Like it was WWE tournament.
My favorite, I think, was the baby bottle place, too, because it was something that I would never... You guys, so there's this restaurant up in... I can never say it. Montmartre.
I don't know how to say it because Paris was your place.
I know, but I never know how to say it. But because it looks like Montmartre, but that's not how anyone ever says it when I hear
it. Montmartre. I don't know.
Montmartre. And this like hole in the wall place, fondue restaurant.
Or
where...
I like to call it fondue. sorry.
Knee slap.
Sorry. This is. What am I drinking here? God, we have a gala to go to.
A gala. But this place. So, like, you have to either, like, be a local or get a reservation. Even though there was, like, no, like, half of the restaurant was empty, they told the people behind us, like, no, we're full. And, like, we had made a reservation. So, it's like, oh, that sucks for you. It was like Mary and Joseph trying to, like, find a place to have Jesus. And they're like, no, we're full. That's what I felt like for that couple behind us.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so this place, it's a fondue place, and they serve wine in baby bottles, which is dangerous as fuck because you don't realize how much you're drinking.
Well, a lot of people were like, well, why is you drinking it out of baby bottles? So the badass thing, what I found out is, I guess legally the restaurant didn't have the right permits to serve wine in a glass. So they bypassed it by putting it into baby bottles because
that's so smart.
By law, there is nothing like who the fuck would. How genius is that?
That's so, genius.
The restaurant,
it's
the
so kitschy and like
right?
specific.
So the
and
reason
weird.
Why they're able to get to bypass the law is if you put it in baby bottles because most things, I think, legality, what's the right word to say? Legally, is if it's in written, like you cannot serve wine in glasses. Okay, well, we'll serve it in baby bottles. And I guess that's what happened. And it's been like that for a while now.
Yeah.
And from that, see, you know what? You know when bad shit happens in your life and you get bummed out and you can just take that dark route and get really sad?
That's what
or,
I do.
Yes. Well, that's what a lot of people do. Or you can get, you can, you know, chin up, look to the light,
no, that's you.
Get creative, and then do something. And then all of a sudden, look what happens.
Yeah.
So when bad shit happens sometimes, it look how you handle it.
Bo, I love that you're so optimistic. You're such a positive person. When shit's, every time there's a problem, you're so positive and optimistic about it. I am a demon. It's like, even if something's going well, it's like, something bad's going to happen. Like, it's too good to be true. No way in hell. No way in hell. Katie got mad at me the other night at the People's Choice Awards because she's like, I think we have a chance of winning. I'm like, no, we don't. We would have been told ahead of time. Like,
always
no, we
told
don't.
Ahead of time.
And she's like, God, you're so depressing. I'm like, no, I'm just realistic and I don't want to get my hopes up. Like, I need to prepare for the worst so that I'm not like totally disappointed and sad. That's like what, but see, I guess maybe we just balance each other out.
100%. It's like Paula.
So
Abdul
I bring
song.
You down.
No, you bring me to like the middle point and I bring you to the, we're basically, we're just coasting on neutral.
Yeah, I guess so. But also at the baby bottle place, I was so friendly. I was on fire.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I am normally super introverted and get really weird around like.
Well, not only that, but you also think that people know who you are. I'm like,
no.
We are in Paris.
No, I don't. I never think that when I'm out of town.
Okay.
Are you joking?
I don't know.
Were you just trying to, like, were you just trying?
Well, I mean,
never like that.
Okay. Well, I just feel like, I didn't know if they're like, I just, you know, I don't know if it's just your, you know, your Vanderpump-ness going on.
No,
around.
I think that's how I am in LA because we go to the same, because when I go to TomTom and Bump and all the same places,
true.
I get just, like, I can't just relax. I can't relax. I can't
well, you
relax.
You can't walk in there without, like, 17,000 photos.
So that's
why
what I mean.
It's boring to go there. That's what I'm like.
So when I'm in Paris or in Berlin or in Italy or someplace else,
okay.
I can make friends so easily and sit and just talk for hours. I made a best friend who I have no idea what her name is.
I don't remember her name is. I remember they were from someplace in Mexico, and they were very nice. They just got married.
Yeah.
And
they were on their honeymoon.
Yeah, like they were. It wasn't Mexico City. It wasn't one of the big cities, but they, it was fantastic. They were really nice, and
we have photos with them. We don't remember.
We have so many. The freaking wine.
But it's baby bottles. It's like having a water bottle of wine.
They were taking photos of us. We were taking photos with them. We were taking photos together. Literally became friends. And then she goes to me. Tell everyone what you said to me.
What did I say?
Is this how you're able to travel by yourself all the time? You just meet people?
I'm yeah.
Because I have so many random friends that I've met from traveling over the last, I think, like 12 years now.
Which I don't understand. Like, because I've never been like that. I'm shy. I'm actually technically shy. Like, I'm not, it's not that I'm being a dick. It's just that, like, I'm just a little, like, inward with things. I don't know. So okay. Like when you tell me like that, like you have all of these friends from different fucking cities and like you travel all by yourself, I'm like, what did you even do? What?
Well, you're always like, well, did you have sex with her?
Well, no shit.
I'm like,
I have
no.
to ask that question if
fine.
Somebody's a girl.
That's fine. But
I'm so sick of people saying like what I did before you doesn't count. I'm like, no, it does. Your soul should have known better. You should have remained a virgin until your soul should have known to remain a virgin until you met me.
Well, you don't know Jesus and he knows you, but you know, there's maybe he hasn't whispered in your ear loud enough. That's an awkward. Yeah. Okay, never
mind. I didn't really actually even understand what that meant.
That?
No.
No, I was trying to be funny, but then it didn't come out.
But what did
very
it mean?
Well, because you're like, your soul should have known everything, and then you should just know that I was the one to. This is your voice when I just think of you. All of a sudden, you're Britney in the voice. Either. You should know.
No, not even Britney.
It's
like a
Southern,
Kentuckian
like,
man.
Man.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I was like, well, maybe Jesus should have told you about me before, because he knew you before you were even in the world, and then. But then you have your headphones on. I don't know. But guys.
You know I'm joking.
Yeah, but I was trying to make like a quick joke.
It fell so flat.
It did.
I'm
it
sorry.
Did. All right, can we
they weren't the only friends that I made, though. I made friends with our Versailles tour guide.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Just because she reminded me of somebody.
Who did she remind you of? There's nothing wrong with it.
Well,
what? There wasn't. I don't even know why you're getting so shy. There isn't anything wrong with it.
She reminded me of Dolores Umbridge.
I know.
From Harry Potter, the Pink Witch.
There's nothing wrong with that. And she was like, was when you showed me that photo, I was like,
sweet.
You're so right.
A lot younger. She was a lot younger than Dolores, but she was massively sweet, massively.
Well, I love her.
Oh, I liked her very much.
My listeners know, if they've been longtime listeners, how obsessed with Versailles and Marie Antoinette is. I am. And I just finished. Well, I'm up to date on the Versailles series, which I really recommend everyone watching. It's so good. And so I was like, you know what? This time when I go to Versailles, I feel like I should hire an actual tour guide instead of just like doing the normal thing where you just buy a ticket and figure it out yourself. And so we got this tour guide who like came and picked us up in a car. I was asking her questions. I'm like, oh, she is fucking knowledgeable as shit. She was like, I'm going to Geneva. She talked to Sophie. She was like, this? Like, yes, oui. I'm going to Geneva where they're auctioning off Marie Antoinette's jewels. And I'm like, I know about that. I know about that auction that's happening. I saved it. I sent it to Beau. Like, I literally thought about being like, maybe I could afford one day like some of Marie Antoinette's jewelry. No, I saw how much it went for. Definitely not. But she knew everything about Versailles and it was so fucking cool. And I made her my best friend. And we're going to be pen pals. So I've realized that I'm the friendliest person in Europe.
Sure.
That didn't. You're like you're crushing me right now.
Well, yes, you're the friendliest person in Europe.
Yeah.
She is the friendliest person in Europe.
Well, she's the nicest.
What?
I'm saying I'm the friendliest version of myself.
Oh.
Why aren't you getting anything?
You didn't
that
say
I'm
of myself because you said you're the friendliest person.
I'm meaning like I'm the friendliest person when I'm in Europe.
Oh, 100%. But you have
good
to say that. You have to put that.
You're
part
supposed
in
to know what I mean.
Well, we're not there yet.
So, because I've talked about whatever, because I've talked about Versailles, I just had to update y'all on if you ever go back to Versailles, I really recommend you getting a tour guide, and I would recommend this lady who I guess maybe she liked. No, I was going to Instagram her, and she's like, I don't have social media. She had an iPhone 4. So I'm like, all right, woman, I don't know how to help you. But I did learn something about myself while I was there. I've tried to wonder what it is, why I like Versailles so much, why I feel like such a giant connection to it. Like, what is it that makes me just so obsessed with it? And I realized what it is. And I told you this. I don't know if you remember.
Tell me again.
I think that in a past life, or one of my ancestors or something.
I remember.
I was a shoemaker at Versailles. Maybe even for Marie Antoinette. Maybe I was the shoemaker that made her shoes. Because I have this obsession with shoes. Not just any shoes, but ornamented shoes. I love looking at them. I love everything about them. Marie Antoinette
loves diamond
shoes like that. And so, and I love Versailles. And I just feel like it's like I have like a part of me there. And so I'm convinced I was a shoemaker at Versailles. Figured it out. Solved crime, hunt killer style.
It's like that cobbler movie with Adam Sandler, except you're not turning into all the fancy people that he cobbled their shoes.
I've never seen that movie.
I know, but there's a thing where he puts on shoes.
You told me.
Yeah.
What is it? Why are you smiling?
I'm
why are you smiling?
Why can't I be happy?
You're looking at my podcast notes.
No, my podcast notes. I remember I was like,
before you go into whatever it is that you are laughing at can I talk about our hotel experience that I can warn people?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing a public service right now. Okay. This is charitable. This is charity work.
The warning is also goes into like what happens with my castings.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're about to talk about hot bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
Doing stuff, right?
Yeah.
And these hot bloggers are liars. Just like when I'm casting stuff and these hot blogger models come in and they say they can do stuff and they can't. So it's basically kind of like the same type of thing.
Okay.
In a different realm.
Okay. I can understand what you're saying. It's far. It's a reach, but it's a stretch, but I'm
you know
okay
what?
Okay. You guys, I have wanted to stay at this, don't put the microphone down.
Well, you're going
to
talk for like
it's
an hour.
It's not a soliloquy.
This is a really heavy microphone.
I'm not
microphone.
Giving a monologue. Like,
you are.
This is still a conversation.
I know, and I'll like.
What are you going to do?
I'm going
to,
watch, I'll put the microphone down quietly so no one will know.
No.
And then I'm going to sit there and I'm going to just
gonna
like stretch my hand.
Just hold the mic. Do you want me to get you a mic stand?
You don't know.
I have one.
No, because then I have to like look like, no. It's weird. I don't. Yes, every time I'll have to like bend down and talk like this.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I have wanted to, for a really long time, go stay at this hotel called Hotel Athenae. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
A couple of E's, there's an apostrophe.
There's like a million E's and apostrophe. Like there's so many little, I don't know. Athenae, like, Athenae, maybe, Athenae,
well, try to
Athenae.
Say it like in a French. Hotel Athenae.
Athenae.
Athenae. Hotel Athenae.
Right by the Eiffel Tower.
Start with croissant.
Croissant.
Athenae.
Athenae.
It's probably wrong.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Because I follow a bunch of flat fashion bloggers, like we all do, on Instagram. And I'm always like, oh, my God. Like, their hotel rooms, like, they look so nice. They look like the exact like Parisian style I want. They overlook the Eiffel Tower. Super basic bitch of me, but whatever. And they all have like flowers like lining the windows, and it's just beautiful, so picturesque. Everyone's eating their fucking giant breakfasts in their like Instagram photos, which they're probably not eating, not even touching. They probably order like $400 worth of breakfast and just don't ever eat it, which I'm like learning that everything's a lie on Instagram.
Oh yeah, I lie on Instagram all the time.
About what?
Just everything, because it's... Well,
what do you lie about? Your Instagram's super honest.
Well, no, it's not. Sometimes I'll post like 4 days later.
That's not a lie.
It is, and I'll say it's today.
Okay, that doesn't count.
But I lie. Even though there's even... I don't know, I just feel like Instagram...
Sorry, I don't feel like you lie.
I feel like Instagram is a place where I can sit there and it doesn't matter. I can sit there and bullshit. Anyways, sorry, that was just my little thought blurb.
Okay, that's fine. I'm trying to pay you a compliment. I feel like you're pretty...
Well, thank you.
I don't feel like you lie at all. Okay, so I've wanted to stay at this hotel. It's super fucking expensive, but I figured, you know what? What the hell? I'm finally with the love of my life in Paris, in my favorite city. Let's fucking do it. Let's just shell out the fucking dough and go there. We get there. And my heart already is starting to sink, because I'm like, oh, we're going to the part of town that's like, it's like, I don't know that much about it. It's like super hoity-toity. Like,
I didn't know anything about it at all.
But like, I know areas of Paris enough to where like, I know like areas that we would like to be. You know what I mean? And this was just like the fancy ass area that like is right next to a Cartier jewelry store. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh my God, this is like really, really nice. And we show up and I just feel like I'm in trouble the whole time. Or like I'm a little kid that has to go to the principal's office when I'm there.
Well, because we went from a really great hotel. We went from Soho House, Berlin.
Yeah, you.
Thank you,
a good
Tino.
One.
Yeah, my friend Tino hooked it up. Thank you. That freaking hotel in Berlin was fantastic.
Yeah, it really was, and it overlooked a graveyard.
Overlooked a graveyard. The room was dark and swanky, and everyone was fantastic there. Yeah. We had Chicconis. It was almost like a little bit of West Hollywood was in Berlin with us.
That was one of my favorite hotels I've ever stayed in.
That was the first time I actually stayed in a hotel in Berlin.
Oh, wow.
In 10 years, that was the first time I've stayed in a hotel in Berlin. So that was fantastic. So we went from like swanky, chic, you know, East Berlin, moody with, you know, it was dark and just sexy to like...
The Oval Office meets Paris.
Oh, my God. That's it. With a bunch of red flowers on the facade.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's what it was. Bo literally opened up the mini bar and a little mini bottle of vodka. The
Grey
little
Goose.
Kind?
The minis.
The minis. Like the kind on airplanes. How much?
It was 28 euros.
No, 30.
No. It was 28 euros, which ended up being $33 American.
$33 American for a mini.
That's what
fucking...
You can buy a Grey Goose for or you can buy, I can buy a handle of freaking Tito's. I would rather have a handle of Tito's. I'd rather have Tito's anyways, rather than any kind of other vodka.
Yeah.
Maybe Kettle, but Tito's is my jam. A handle of Tito's, people, or a little mini of Grey Goose. And I saw that, and I was like, I can't.
Listen, if I want to throw up on myself over a price, you know it's bad.
She walked in, popped the bubbly, and then when I looked at the bubbly, I was like,
I didn't think about it.
I didn't even tell her.
I
didn't even tell her.
I don't want to know.
I just want to tell you the small little, you know, those little champagne.
It's I don't
like,
want to know.
It's literally, don't it's tell literally me like three glasses of champagne. She opened that. That was the, it was
I
in the fridge. She grabbed it out. So just think, people. Just think. I know what it is. And after I looked at it, we'll finish the rest of the story, but after I looked at it when we left, literally, I felt like I just got dick punched in my wallet.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I don't know how much the shampoo
your
was.
Wallet. Sorry, your wallet. But that's how it was awful.
Well, I mean, like, our wallet, because whatever. You had Berlin and I had Paris. So I guess technically my wallet, like,
for
whatever.
For that champagne, that was
my wallet.
I saw that. I was like, no.
And that's why I still don't want to know. I never want to know the answer to that.
I literally signed for it and threw it away.
I literally have never wanted to, like, not know something more in my entire life. So after we opened up that champagne and I took my obligatory photos in the windowsill with the Eiffel Tower, which
hashtag
I still haven't even
Instagram
posted.
Instagram boyfriend.
Right. You do a really good job. We walked around the city for a little bit and we went back to the hotel and I was like, oh, then we're like, let's get a drink at the bar. And it's okay. I don't care who's texting me. We're still good on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we have like a woof woof gala to go to.
I know. We've talked about it.
I know, but it's like, you know, I'm not good at putting on suits, so it might take me a little extra. Okay.
15 minutes. 15 okay. more, 10 to 15 more minutes of this.
Okay. How's my hair looking these things? Is it messing it up? Okay.
Mad great, scientist, perfect. Per usual. Okay. So after we went and walked around the city the first day we were there, we were like, let's just go get a drink at the hotel lobby bar. So I go to the restroom. He goes and gets his drinks. And I'm walking back from the restroom. And I'm like, everyone who works here is fucking staring. Like, what are you doing here? You don't belong. That's how I felt. Like, you don't belong. You don't belong. Like, so then I, like, walked into the lounge. And we, like, drink a little bit. And you're like, everyone here looks like a Russian prostitute.
100%. But also, wait, you don't understand. Walking from the White House meets, what was it again?
Well, I said the Oval Office.
The Oval Office meets Paris. Cutting into this bar, which it's like black light, dark.
Yeah,
it's,
doesn't
there's
match
like
the
this
hotel
weird
at
like
all.
Toilet paper long freaking sculpture thing. This like weird kind of like dark EDM trance music's happening.
Yeah.
Everyone is all the men is literally geriatric.
They're
with
all
these freaking younger women.
Yeah.
And all I ordered was a Curiel and a Jack and Diet.
Yeah, that's it. And so we were like, can we just put this on our? We're like kind of over. Let's put it in our room and we're just going to leave. I had one sip left of my cure. One sip
maybe
left.
Maybe two.
One or
two. Let's say, let's say
sip
you, had,
for me.
You had like 15%.
A gulp.
You had 15% left of
my drink.
Drink.
Okay.
So we were just getting up. We already paid. We put it to our room. We walk out.
And
the waitress is like, wait, are you going? No, I would take it to your room with you. I'm like,
what?
No,
so she literally takes this one gulp of a champagne glass, puts it on a tray, and starts acting like she's going to walk with us.
Our room.
And I'm like, that's going to be a long, awkward-ass walk. I'm like, dude, I'll just down it right here. Like, what the fuck? Like,
so no, she follows us to the kid. She follows us to the freaking elevator.
Yeah.
Like, and then she's like, this is my job. And I'm like,
no
we're fine. And then
here.
And then Snas finally just grabs the thing off the tray and drinks it. We're like, what is your problem? Like, we're like, who doesn't? Like, it was so awkward and weird. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden I realized halfway up once she left us in this weird look once we got into the elevator. And I realized
I feel like she thought we were stealing. Like we weren't actually there.
100% because I was wearing my, I'm sorry,
your Rams,
my Rams jacket. And I was, because it was a hotel bar. So I was like, I didn't have a suit on like all the other geriatrics and their Russian prostitute girlfriends.
Yeah. No, that's what made me feel. That's what like pissed me off the most is I was like, I think they feel like we're just walking into this lounge and being like, put it on the room, yeah, and we're not actually staying there. And I'm like, this is making me feel so weird. We're spending so much money for this that like I don't want to feel
so
like I'm
much.
Going to the principal's office every single time I leave my hotel room. To the point where we like walked in our hotel room, and we're like, we need to leave, and we didn't even go out to dinner. We ordered room service because we were too. Just worked up and scared to like go out and like face anyone. We were like, we don't belong here. We legitimately don't belong here. Let's just order room service. And it was the worst room service I've ever had.
I actually took pictures. So I ordered a hamburger. For it, the hamburger was about 45 euros. I'm not going to talk about the champagne, but I'll talk about the 45 euro hamburger that I got. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life. Disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You can't, especially in
France. We're getting a little too intense with how bad. All we're doing is like totally, we can't spend the next 15 minutes just like totally shitting.
Okay.
So it was just wasn't that great of a hamburger, honestly.
That's like, right. See, this is, you know what? Oh my God. You do one season of Vanderpump Rules as a boyfriend and then all of a sudden, all you do is become a gossip queen.
I know.
Son of
what
a bitch.
What
Jesus.
Did I do?
I'm going to drop the mic and go pray.
So we ordered room service, and I was like, I called the front desk, and I'm like, can we check out tomorrow morning? Let's just go on hotel tonight and just like find a normal hotel room somewhere last minute. And that's what we did. It was the best fucking decision we've ever made. Because then we just found it was so affordable and even nicer. The room was 10 times bigger in an area of town, like by the Marais kind of, but like in an area of town where there are restaurants and bars everywhere people walking
around.
It was modern. It was young. It was what it was called. Hotel Bachamont?
Bachamont.
Bachamont.
So it's like Hotel Bachamont.
Bachamont.
Oh, okay. Bachamont. Yeah. But they say it like, it looks like Bachamont, but it's Bachamont.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Totally recommend it.
All the concierge was fantastic.
So nice and helpful.
Bars, fantastic. Everything Central. Fantastic. Central in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Go back there 100%.
So affordable.
Yes.
Literally, one night at that other place
was what we all, paid for
was pretty much like
the whole what six seven
no
six,
five eight, nights
five nights there
five nights yeah. I think yeah like that's insane
yeah and it was and we had the top floor go there
I want to go back there yeah because I feel bad. I feel like we're just sitting there and like telling just like the shitty parts of our trip, but that's always it's more fun to just like gossip and bitch about things instead of being like everything's great and perfect and just like make people want to puke on themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, gossiping is good. You're training me well.
Yeah, I am. So if you are heading to Paris, I really recommend that hotel, and I really don't recommend the hotel that I was staying at before. I mean, they were nice and let me out of it. They let me out of it so easily that I'm like, other people must do this. Other people must like check into this hotel, and they're like, this isn't what we wanted. Sorry. Yeah. Like,
no fun at all. But the thing was, it's just like we felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course. So that was pretty much, besides like everything else, like we did the normal things, went to the catacombs, all of the sites, like shopped, ate, drank, went to cemeteries, you know, all of the stuff that we normally do. We travel really well together.
Yeah.
Anything else about that? Because
I don't know. I wrote some fun things down.
Okay. So if that is all we have, it's time for you to get ready for this freaking gala. And you're not going to wear your bronze shoes. Okay. And after this, I'm going to find you a stylist. You can't mic drop more than once in one episode.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
I didn't realize there was like a podcast, like rules of engagement.
I mean, it's my rule. Okay. I guess. Is there anything else you want to add, honey bunny?
I don't know. Let's just like end this episode with you speak like a German and I'll speak like a Parisian.
I don't know how to speak like a German.
You speak like a Parisian and I'll speak like a Germans.
Bonjour. That's it.
Hello. Can you know how to say, do you know how to say goodbye in French?
Au revoir.
Guten Tag. No, that's, oh my God, I just forgot how to say goodbye in German.
Oh, fail. Ooh. All right, bye, Khaleesi's.